USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top advisor to President Trump defends her boss after recent remarks for the nation's attorney general. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Attorney General William Barr raising some eyebrows when he claimed in an ABC News interview a few days ago President Trump's tweets about open Justice Department cases, quote, make it impossible for him to do his job. On Sunday morning, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said the president was never asking the attorney general to do anything related to a criminal matter, though she says previous administrations have weighed in on criminal cases.
President Obama spoke up in the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore. President George Bush, Bush 41, I think, commented on the case in L.A., probably the Rodney King case. So it's disingenuous to say that presidents don't comment on criminal matters.
Conway was speaking on Fox News Sunday. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Diplomats from nations that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian airliner pushed Iran's foreign minister for more cooperation from Tehran on the investigation. Amid heightened tensions with the U.S., Iran said it accidentally shot down the aircraft January 8th. All 176 people aboard the Ukraine International Airlines plane died. The victims included 57 Canadian citizens as well as 11 Ukrainians and 4 British citizens. Going further than he ever has in expressing regret over Obama administration immigration policies, Joe Biden called it a big mistake to have deported hundreds of thousands of people without criminal records. Biden was in an interview with Univision anchor George Ramos, and he said, I think it was a big mistake. It took way too long to get it right. In written statements included as part of Biden's proposed immigration overhaul, the campaign has already acknowledged pain surrounding many deportations that occurred while he served as President Barack Obama's vice president. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency amid predictions that a river running through the area of the state capital of Jackson could burst its banks and spark widespread flooding. Forecasters believe the Pearl River will crest above 38 feet to levels not seen in decades following days of torrential rains across the southeast. Reeves said the state should prepare for one of the worst floods in its history. The people in the area are under evacuation orders, and some people have already filled trucks with furniture and other belongings to get out. Reeves said more than 2,500 homes and other structures will be flooded by the rising waters. A jury awarded $265 million in punitive damages to a southeastern Missouri peach farmer who argued that the weed killer dicamba had drifted onto his orchards from other farms and severely damaged his trees, an award that could bode well for other farmers suing the chemicals maker. The punitive damages awarded to farmer Bill Bader of Campbell came a day after the jury awarded him $15 million in actual damages, agreeing with his argument that the dicamba had drifted over from other farms and severely damaged Bader Farms, which is one of the largest peach farms in the state of Missouri. Attorneys for Bayer, which makes dicamba, vowed to appeal. In response, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has increased the restrictions on dicamba usage in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.